Hey, there you are. I was looking for you. Good evening, my darling. Thank you for the blanket you gave me for my coffin. It smells like you and I... Darling? My darling? You look pale. Where did the blush on your cheeks go? The color? Are you cold? I thought the fresh mountain air was agreeing with you. You look very healthy. I mean, you looked very healthy. Come here. Oh, my sweet darling. You're unwell. Look at you. What's wrong? What is it? What do you need? I'm so sorry. I took too much when I fed from you last night. I'll put you to bed and take care of you, and wrap you up in blankets. And I'll bring you food as well. I know eating helps you get better. I need to make this right. Please forgive me. I overindulged in you last night. Oh, by the gods. I am every monster the books make me out to be. Let me hold you and bring you to bed. I've read all the books. When I got your contract, I learned how to heal humans and what they need. So, you need to be horizontal, like you're in a coffin, but we cover you with blankets. And I'll carry you to bed. What's that, my darling? My information on healing you would be severely out of date. Well, I'm sure parts of it still hold up. Yeah, if I'm doing something wrong, just tell me. But I'm gonna take care of you. I need to make this right. Are you all snug? Would you rather be in my coffin? Oh, but if you're in my coffin, I can't hold your hand and sit beside you. Right. Good call. May I hold your hand? I want to feel the warmth return to your flesh. Thank you. Oh, my darling. I am so sorry. I don't tell you this to justify my greed, but the taste of your blood is beyond the pale, beyond comprehension. You are a delicacy, the sweetest Ambarosa. The gods have forgotten me over the centuries, but the love they have for you, for every human, it really shines through. No, I mean it. In your bright eyes and your delicate wrists. Your timid steps and the gait of your walk. But I'm getting distracted. I'm your nursemaid tonight, and I will heal you. And for my first order of business, I'm pulling up your blanket. I can't have you getting a chill. See, I'm gonna do great. All right. Second order of business. What would you like to eat? I could cook you something. Is it hard to make soup? Oh, it's fine. I'm not scared of the fire. I could feed you spoonfuls of soup while you're in bed. I've seen paintings like that. Yeah, where one human feeds the other gently. I always thought it looked so sweet. I'd see those paintings and I'd think to myself, I'm gonna do that with my human one day. When their birthday finally comes and my contract is valid. Oh, right. Here, I will quickly fetch you something to eat and I'll get you some water. I'll be right back. Don't move. Keep horizontal. It's very important. Ta-da! Am I not a faithful provider? I have brought you your nourishment. What is this called, by the way? Do you know? An onion! Oh, is it very healthy? It reminded me of a human with the little sprouts of hair coming out of its head. I thought I could peel off the layers and feed you small bites of it. Doesn't that sound romantic? Oh, it's not good raw? I'm sorry. Goodness, I feel like such a fool. I promised you a better life with me, and I'm making a mess of it. I hate that I did this to you. When I became a vampire, when death cursed me, he gave me large fangs and an appetite for your kind. And it's not the hunger. It's not the thirst that makes my existence so burdened. I think it's the harm that I cause. I know that sounds very tortured and melodramatic, but it's true. I have a really hard time looking at the puncture wounds I leave in your skin after I feed. You're always very quiet when I drink from you, but sometimes you make a little noise of surprise, and it kills me. Forgive me for making this about me for a moment, but I can't exist without hurting something that's so precious to me. Oh, you have no idea how much I adore you, my darling. You forget your own beauty. Your own charm. I don't know how you can do that when you can see your own reflection, but somehow you do. No, really, you're incredible. Humans will do this thing where they pick out a part of themselves and say they don't like it. I don't like my eyes or my fingers are too short. But I think humans forget that they're the whole piece. You're not just your parts. You're one completed artwork. Oh, here, let me at least fluff your pillow for you. I have to do something. What was I saying? Oh, you're alive, so you're very beautiful. Your heart is carrying that beautiful, delicious liquid throughout every part of your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And it's incredible. It makes you irresistible. I know I can't make you see you as I see you. But I wish I could do more for you to make you feel better while you recover. I wish I could sing for you. I would brush back your hair and sing you a lovely song and make you feel better. Humans love to say that music can be healing. No, I can't. I really can't. It's too hard with a pair of fangs in your mouth. I can't. No, see? It comes out all wrong. All you see are the fangs. I really would if I could. You have to believe me. Oh, but you like it when I speak to you. When I wax poetic about my tortured existence and how beautiful you are. I'm very old, you know. I have many words inside of me that I would give to you. I could read you long-forgotten poems each night before the sun rises if you wanted. I will cover you in syllables if you want it. Oh, it's easy to care for you. You are vibrant, breathing, full of blood and life and hurt. And that's why it's so hard to pull back from those wonderful things about you. To remove myself from the taste of what it was like to be alive. I never appreciated it when I had it. My humanity. But I adore seeing it in you. The way your chest rises and falls. It's mesmerizing. Sometimes it's so slow and sometimes it's rapid. I can usually tell how you're feeling by how quickly you're breathing. But how are you feeling now? If I can't make you feel better, can I at least make you feel cared for? Ah, thank you. You are a gift. You are worth waiting for. Let me touch your head. Ah, some of the color is coming back. I was so sad to see it gone, but it's fascinating watching the color return. That's your blood, isn't it? Working under the skin to make you look healthy and lovely. Oh, I love the color it makes. My mouth is open. I don't need to eat today. Or tomorrow, or the next day, or tomorrow. I'm happy to wait for you. I won't have a drop until you're ready and recovered. You do look wonderful, though, even when you're sick. How do you do that? What? You're hungry. Well, I will make you soup. I will cut this onion that I brought you. And thank you, my darling. You were so gracious about having a vampire lover. I'm very lucky that you let me keep you. Now, take a deep breath and close your eyes. I'll be here when you wake. Good night.